Unit 7, page 77, exercises 4 and 5.
Hello, everybody. My presentation today is about the damage caused by colour in one of the most polluting industries on the planet, the fashion industry. I'm going to start with a little history. Then I'm going to talk about what's wrong with the industry today and finish with some suggestions for improving the situation. First of all, let's look at the history of colourful clothing. Until the 19th century, the only fabric dyes were natural ones made from plants. A lot of plants were needed for a small amount of dye, so only richer members of society could afford to have colourful clothes. The fabrics soon lost their brightness too, because the dye tended to fade in the sun. But in 1856, the first chemical dye was invented, and many more followed. The dyes were cheap to make and didn't fade. Everyone could afford brightly coloured clothing, and we started buying more and more of it. Great news, you might think. But next, I'm going to talk about the environmental problems that these colourful clothes are causing. The dyes used in clothing manufacture are often disposed of in our rivers, and the quantities are enormous. About 200,000 tons around the world every year. The dog in this photo turned blue after going for a swim. And people living near textile factories in China joke that they know the most fashionable colour to wear by looking at the colour of their river's water. But it isn't really something to laugh about. Many of the chemicals used to give clothes the colours that we love are poisonous. They build up in our rivers, harming the species that live there. In some rivers, all the fish have been killed off. The poisons also harm the humans who drink and wash in the water, causing skin problems, cancer, and much more. The environmental cost of colourful clothing is extremely high. Yet in some countries, women wear an item of clothing, on average, only 7 times before they get rid of it. And many men have similar habits. It's such a terrible waste. So, what can we do? Let's look now at some options. Firstly, there are brands that only sell clothes made without the use of harmful chemicals and dyes. We should definitely try to support these businesses. Secondly, we should cut down on the number of clothes we buy and wear them more often. We could even share clothes with friends who are a similar size. I don't think many of us would be prepared to stop buying new clothes altogether, but there are ways to reduce the impact of our colourful clothes on the planet. I'd like to leave you with one clear message. Change your shopping habits today. Thank you.